brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul will be joining us in the third hour today on this 15th day of February 2007 edition. We will also have wide open phones throughout the broadcast and cover a host of really important issues and play a whole bunch of different audio clips from mainstream media and alternative press and basically break them down and analyze them. So that's coming up later in this hour as well. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm a syndicated radio talk show host, documentary filmmaker, and I operate the news websites Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, and others. We believe in redundancy, but also each one of those sites has different information, along with a lot of the same information posted on it daily. That way we can't be brought down like Rents.com was due to accident or by design for 4 or 5 days. I guess hypothetically we still could be taken down, but that's one of the reasons people ask why so many websites, and that is the main driving reason. All right. There is just so much today. Every day it gets worse. And by worse, I mean just so much to cover and so little time. Great story from Infowars.net by Steve Watson. Why is Britain protecting jihadists? Select British suspects saved in Africa, flown back to UK, then released. And this continues a pattern of where it's known terrorists, known operatives, who are protected, who are saved and then released by British authorities, because most terror on the planet, I would have to say the majority, emanates out of three places. The United Kingdom being numero uno. In the real world, 007's a terrorist, ladies and gentlemen. 007 is a killer. 007 is a murderer of men, women, and children, in most cases. 007 is not the good guy. And it's the same thing with the covert operations out of the CIA, the Mossad, Shin Bet, FSB, and Russia. That's why they're in control. They're the ruthless killers. They do the nasty stuff. They blame it on their enemies. And they've got big, fancy, sophisticated, scientifically crafted public relations firms washing the public's brains. A bunch of feel-good baloney. So we'll be breaking that story down. Some good news. Iran official hints at halting atomic work, paper reports. Feds to court. This is not good news. Say seize tax evaders' property. This out of the Associated Press last night. We'll be breaking that down. The case of Mr. Brown. Also, there is a big BBC documentary coming out primetime Sunday that is a likely hit piece, and I want to spend a lot of time first today going over that, breaking it down. We've now got a clearer picture of what they're planning via some of the news stories that BBC has posted in association with this special and some of the clips. Also, mental health bill is moving forward in Congress. It ties into the New Freedom Initiative. The Arabs and Central Asians and many others are refusing to take UN vaccines. It's all coming up today. So strap yourselves in. It's the one and only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to play him again today one more time, and there's another clip we missed that's up on the BBC website. From the new documentary, 9/11 Conspiracy Theories, that's going to be airing on the BBC coming up this Sunday evening. And the reason we're talking about this today as one of our top stories is not because I'm in it. We're talking about it because it is, from all indicators that we have, going to be a huge hit piece. And, of course, I have indications from the producer and the director of the piece when they were right here in Austin, Texas, when they concluded their off-and-on week-long interview with me. I have three different articles up on the BBC website promoting and promoting the piece. And then we have, again, three separate clips, two of which we played yesterday. The third clip, because I was told there were just two, and then last night I discovered right there on the site another clip, is one of the producers of The X-Files, who they interviewed for the film. And we're going to play it later, if we can find it. And he is talking about how, and it's the standard thing that they put professors on C-SPAN and CNN. It's the same thing that the ADL puts out. It's the same thing that they all say. well, there's these people that are upset about society, and they want to bring order to things, and they want to believe there's a wider controlling force, even if it's bad, and they don't want to believe that lone gunmen could act alone, or that life is so random, and they believe they're special, and it's a religion. They go off of faith with their conspiracy theories, and we're just poor, pathetic people. They're so sad. And then he mentions what happened with Kennedy. Now, back on the 40th anniversary, 3 years ago, sitting in my office at my home, I spent several hours doing what focus groups do. I went out and I found 12 different polls. Some were scientific, some were web polls, but they all came up with basically the same numbers. I don't just go off one poll. And I averaged them together, and I got 92% of Americans believe that the government and the CIA were involved, and there were more than one shooter in Dealey Plaza now 43 years ago. 92% when you average 12 polls together. Some were 95, 97, others were 85. And you've all seen the polls. It's in the high 80s, low 90s every year. The numbers increase. I mean, someday I guess it'll be 99%, but it doesn't really matter, I guess, if the general public knows the truth. The mainstream media sits up there and still makes their grassy knoll joke. It doesn't matter that if you actually study the Kennedy case, there are literally hundreds of things that are impossible. Namely, you couldn't shoot through the live oak tree from the book depository building because it completely obscured two of his three shots. You literally couldn't see any of the car. This was pointed out, so they closed it up where you can't get up to the window now, by the way. But plenty of TV cameras have been there and shot the video from the window, and photos have been made to show this. Or you can stand where Kennedy was shot and yourself, and the trees have been cut and kept the same length, and notice that you can't even see the window from the place where two of the supposed shots were fired. Then you have all the witnesses that saw the poofs of smoke and the men behind the railway and the police even arresting some of them and then ordering to release them. And you go into his head going back, not forward. You shoot somebody in the front, they go back. You shoot them in the back, they go forward. You've got LBJ having the car grabbed and loaded up and completely refurbished and stripped in 1 week. Sent back to the plant. You have magic bullets found on stretchers that aren't even damaged. What if you fire a bullet into water? It will deform somewhat. Hundreds and hundreds of things. But they just say it's a religious belief we have. I remember 6, 7, 8 years ago being on radio talk shows, and I'd bring up the Gulf of Tonkin, 1964. I mean, we already had captains and others go public. That's where the conspiracy theory quote came from back in the mid-60s, because people came back, and it first broke in the San Diego newspaper and said, look, nobody attacked us, it was staged. Well, now the NSA and CIA History Department have declassified the full history, the LBJ tapes have been released, and they staged the entire thing. It is now admitted. Oh, our religious belief was proven to be accurate. For decades, it was said that the CIA overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh. Then that was admitted. Then the man who carried out the operation wrote a best-selling book before he died in 1999, Kermit Roosevelt, bragging about how they staged terror attacks and shot people and handed out handbills. And by the way, I didn't even know about that. I knew that there was a coup there, but I told the story many times about 5 years ago. 6 years ago, I'm driving to get light bulbs at Home Depot, and I turn on NPR. And there is Kermit Roosevelt, a few years after he died, they were re-airing the tape, where he admitted all the things he'd done. My gosh, we've got our government admitting they blew up mosques and shot people and blamed it on Mohammed Mossadegh. Doesn't matter. They got so-called debunking websites, you know, saying terror storm's a lie and it isn't true. Just everything's a lie. Every firefighter, every policeman, every emergency worker that goes public, they're just all liars, or they're crazy, or they're part of this cult, this 9/11 virus. People were called conspiracy theorists when they first announced and first got reports from private doctors that black men had been exposed to syphilis and allowed to spread it. That didn't exist. Now it's totally admitted that the government premeditatively did it. The atomic soldiers, Project Shad, our government killed our own soldiers. I mean, knowing they were going to die, had to march into chambers and nerve gassed them and then dissected their bodies. Admitted, public, out there. But the establishment media, the BBC, Popular Mechanics, all of them, they don't stop. They just keep saying we're a cult, we're nuts, we make it all up. It was a conspiracy theory that the Patriot Act was going to be used in non-terror-related incidents. Remember Ashcroft in 2002? It's in my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. He got up and he said, if you say the Patriot Act will be used in non-terror-related cases, you are aiding the terrorist, you are a liar, these are phantoms of lost liberty. Now you can read the AP headlines, used in thousands of cases per state, federal courts rule, you can use it in non-terror-related cases. Again, just he said, it is a conspiracy theory. It is phantoms of lost liberty. It is a lie. Oh, we're not torturing, it's a conspiracy theory. Then their own memos go public, and it's worse than we could even imagine. I couldn't imagine that White House counsels and people who are now the Attorney General would write memos about torturing small children. It's public, it's admitted, and they get up in public and admit it at universities. Ha ha ha! Doesn't stop the debunking sites. Oh, by the way, the BBC quotes the State Department's debunking section that, amongst other things, attacks this network, Jeff Rentz, myself, others, and they say that it is an urban legend and a lie that China sells organs, period. Of course, a whole separate report put out by the State Department before, I guess they were totally political, a few years before it reported on it and said how horrible it was, and now the Chinese government admits they do it and put full-color ads in medical magazines around the world, and it's all over the news and admitted. China openly kills political dissidents and sells their organs. It's a two-week wait instead of a year-and-a-half wait. But it's a conspiracy theory. Why, they even quote that here. Basically, government's doing nothing bad, everything's fine, it's a conspiracy theory that the Federal Reserve is private, you can call them and they'll tell you they are, they're in the white pages. It's a conspiracy, remember Robert Pasteur and others, they told Lou Dobbs, they put out a report on the SPP website saying Lou Dobbs is a conspiracy theorist. Oh yeah, we just have the four-year documents where they're meeting last year saying we've got to keep it secret that we're setting up a North American Union. We have the four-year documents, and it's a conspiracy theory. We're just making it up. Oh, man, I am so sick of it. I am so tired of the lies on top of lies on top of lies that are spewed. And we've got to write a big article, not just about this BBC hit piece, but just going through these examples and going and pulling where they said, it's ridiculous, you're a complete liar, and then later, oh, so what, it's a North American Union. What's the big deal? In 1998, they had an $844,000 a year grant starting to put up microphones. The grant said it was for listening devices, and the Statesman, it said, oh, gunshot detectors. You ever heard of them busting somebody with a gunshot detector? You ever heard of it on the news after? No. And then local talk show host called me a conspiracy theorist. They're gunshot detectors. They're not microphones. But then now they admit, yeah, they're microphones. It's like Waco when the tank is ramming the building and knocking down the whole back third and running over people, and they're blaring on loudspeakers. This is not an assault. It's like in Mars Attacks when the aliens are running around particle beaming everybody and they're going, don't run, we are your friends, act, act. We used to play that clip as an outro. Don't run. We are your friends. And I'm going, they're not our friends. They're not our friends. Yes, we're your friends. Stand still. I mean, it's just, we'll come back and go over all of it.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play this clip from Frank Spotnitz. He was the producer of The Lone Gunman, also involved with The X-Files. And I guess he's in the BBC documentary. And he explains how we're basically a religious cult. And, you know, we just want to bring meaning to the world. And we think we have special knowledge. No, we have knowledge that's pretty easy to discover at CIA.gov, where they brag that they staged terror attacks. And then we see when they admit it, we like to warn people. Why, there's conspiracy theories. In fact, I have Reuters today. There's conspiracy theories that the vaccines are being used by the World Health Organization to sterilize people. No, the World Health Organization was caught doing this from Asia to Africa to Latin America. This is a major program. So do you blame people in Pakistan from having their clerics drive around with bullhorns in the back of trucks going, don't take it, don't take it, when the World Health Organization comes through with their special injections? I mean, if a group's been caught doing something over and over again, you'd be nuts to trust them. I'm not saying vaccines, if they were prepared properly and incredible watchdogs and massive research and testing of every lot to make sure it didn't have other virus or DNA fragments, because just accidentally they're really dangerous. Then when you got people on purpose doing stuff to it, I mean, come on. But, I mean, they've been caught over and over again. How do you trust them? You cannot do it. But these insane Muslims, why, in some Muslim areas, 60-plus percent are refusing the shots. What do you expect someone who's got their head halfway screwed on straight to do? By the way, I know several doctors who work in delivery rooms, pediatricians, you name it, and they say that in the wealthy hospitals, the well-to-do, private branches and upscale branches, that upwards of half, and this is years ago I learned this in the hospitals, are refusing. It's just, oh, absolutely, we understand, the nurse, I wouldn't give it to my children either. Then you go to the poor hospitals or even go to ones that are associated with those, they will scream at you and say, CPS is coming to take your baby, you take the shot. And if you don't have backup, they will take your child on the spot. If you do have backup, they'll suddenly go, oh, there wasn't a law, we were wrong, we apologize. This just happened to friends of mine last week. I mean, there's no conspiracy theory about that they lie and say it's the law and threaten to snatch your children. Go experience it for yourself. Is that a free country? Is that a free society? Where they lie and say there are laws that don't exist, and if they find out you're poor and don't know your rights, a cop will come in and actually grab you by the neck. I've witnessed it. One event we covered, and you see them kicking us out of the room. We got the video camera, them threatening to arrest us. The child grabbers. What was the name of the episode? Mike Hansen ought to call in and tell me. And, I mean, you open the door up, and the cop's choking her, trying to make, got her by the neck, going, sign it! And they did, and that baby was gone. I mean, you talk about, it's the equivalent of child kidnappers waiting. You don't even know. They're in the nurse's outfits. It's the CPS assigned to the hospital. They're in their own little weird cult themselves of belief. Well, there isn't a law. This one nurse at the hospital, after she got confronted and the CPS came and had to admit there was no law, she said, well, it doesn't matter. That woman that didn't want to give her baby shots is crazy. And so I told her that for her own good. She's crazy. And, of course, other nurses were going, no. But see, these people, they're the cult members, folks. You go into a hospital, there's no law, they threaten to take your children, they take your children when there's no law. And you can verify that in 30 seconds online. Just type in Texas immunization laws, regulations, go read it. It's the same in all 50 states. And I know I keep getting off into this subject because now we got Perry jumping around on the payroll of Merck. And lazy twits out there, don't email me and say I just made an unsubstantiated claim. It's in every single AP and Reuters article. You're just too dumb and too lazy to go read it. Every time I say something, I don't have to source it. That's common knowledge, you morons. Some idiot I saw has got some website saying I'm lying about that, I lie about everything. No, it's you that's a weak-minded twit. I mean, I just can't handle it. All right, we'll play these clips. We'll get into a bunch of it on the other side. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We all remember where we were on the day the world changed. But do we know what really happened? Look closer for the smoke and horror, say conspiracy theories, and you'll find that not everything was as it first appeared.
Bottom line, 9/11 is an inside job. It's a self-inflicted wound. It's a false flag terror operation.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th.
Many say the official account doesn't add up.
Listen, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
And the questions keep coming.
As Sherlock Holmes was fond of observing, when you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
There are more than 50 different conspiracy theories about 9/11. It's the first global event in the age of the internet.
We're just civilians, man. We're people who have questions.
If a large passenger jet crashed into the Pentagon, why was the hole in the exterior wall apparently so small? Was wreckage found miles from the crash site of one of the hijacked planes, which proved that it was shot down?
Our government will willingly kill its own citizens for whatever gain it seems necessary, and then lie as much as they need to cover it up.
Could a controlled demolition have caused this building to collapse at the World Trade Center?
I don't believe it was a controlled demolition. I know it was a controlled demolition.
If these theories were true, then why did my brother go to work that day? Did he want to die? No.
So why do so many people doubt what the American government tells them about 9/11?
Well, there's the old saying that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't out to get you.
All right. And they got two-minute promos running all over the main BBC channels. And this is a huge show, massive promotion going on. Let's just walk through some of the propaganda you just heard. They say there's more than 50 conspiracy theories. No, everyone in 9/11 Truth believes it's a government-slash-corporate-sponsored op. Then there's four different events, the Pentagon, Tower 1 and 2, 7, and, of course, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So I guess that's really five different events. And so they like to say, it's the same thing they do with the, when you talk about the shadow government. You talk about Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, Committee of 300, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Skull and Bones. Well, it's like state capitals. It's different arms. It's different management groups. And it's only a couple hundred people that chair and sub-chair and direct all of those groups I just mentioned. It's like going, hey, he says there's a conspiracy that there's a federal government and 50 state governments. Well, which one runs it then? It's like a corporation that has 20, 30 different divisions. Do those corporations exist because they're different divisions? So they try to confuse you with that. They also speak to laziness. They speak to people. Good propaganda is just simple and mindless and easy to buy. There's a scary guy with a beard who looks like the bad guy in every old movie, and he's going to get you. He's the Goldstein of 1984, the turbaned, bearded man. And so just believe us, don't believe, I mean, it's hard to accept the facts, even when they're legion, that it is an inside job, because it does shake your whole worldview, and it lets you know you're living in a dangerous world. And the people with a great control over our lives are very wicked. But it is the truth. And they have some poor woman saying, well, if that was true, why didn't my brother go to work that day? And you know what that's going to be. It's the same thing CNN and Fox have been doing, where they get up. Poor people up on television, fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers who were Jewish, who lost Jewish members of their family that day, because a lot of Jews did die in the towers, and they say, oh, they claim, the conspiracy theorists claim that the Jews did it, and well, that's a minority group that says that, less than 10% in major polls. What is it, 7% in a Gallup poll? And they say, there's just nothing to this. It's just made up. No, the story developed, and clearly Israel at some levels was involved. That is their black ops, because you can't distinguish CIA from Mossad from MI6 at the top, because Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post and Newsweek all reported, and they've never retracted, that Odigo, the instant message company based in Tel Aviv and New York, IM'd their employees and called them hours before saying, don't go to work. It's admitted that at 9 o'clock in the morning, those towers were only at half the capacity. Half the number of people that were normally there were there. The Arabs weren't there either. Newsweek reported Arab kids, and it's confirmed, said those won't be there next week. There were local FBI doing insider trading. The only people to go to jail for insider trading were two FBI agents and the guy they did it with. Then people think, oh, that's who did the insider trading. No, that was less than 1% of the insider trading. It led right back to Buzzy Krongard and Alex and Brown and those companies. So see, that's how they do it. Oh, this poor woman lost her brother, but they say no Jews died. No one has said that. Even the people saying Israel purely did it, which is ridiculous, are not saying that no Jews died. Several hundred did. So see, those are the tricks they play. And there's going to be hundreds of them from the clips I've seen and from the interviews they did. I would want to bring up Northwoods. No. I would want to bring up Tonkin. No. I would want to bring up Mossadegh. No. I want to bring up all these admitted cases where our government did it before. I'd want to bring up where even the BBC has reported that the British government's been involved in terror attacks. And no, they only wanted to talk about the wildest facets that couldn't be completely proven, or other people who put out kooky theories. Now, let's go ahead and skip to the third clip. This is the writer and director and producer of the X-Files and Lone Gunman, Frank Spotnitz, I believe is his name. And they interviewed him for the piece. They told me they were interviewing him because the Lone Gunman piece came out months before 9/11, where the government hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to blame it on terrorists in Afghanistan to fly it into, we've played it many times, to fly it into the World Trade Centers. And at the last minute, they get remote control back, and the Lone Gunman crowd, you know, is able to, with Dean Haglin, you know, starring as the main hacker, saves the day. And Dean came on this show and said, look, CIA would approach us and say, these are good ideas for your plots. So we have Dean on record. Do they go interview Dean? No. They go to Frank Spotnitz, the head honcho over there, and he poo-poos it. Okay? So let's go ahead and play him talking about how this is just our religion, and we have to believe all this. Here it is.
I think the idea that conspiracy theorists are looking for a bigger reason is absolutely right. I think the most potent targets for conspiracy theories are events of disproportionate tragedy. The President of the United States is assassinated, this hugely charismatic popular figure, by a lone gunman. It doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right. It can't be. It's so disproportionate to the magnitude of the crime committed that this one guy could have done it, that there must be larger forces at work. And I think that's the same thing that happens when you look at a 9/11. It doesn't seem right that these 19 hijackers and this small band of terrorists could be responsible for such enormous tragedy. And so I think people are trying to balance the scales, if you will, by looking for equal and opposite evil to, forces to explain the evil event. And it's like a secular mythology that we live with today. It's just like people had Greek gods or fire gods in the past, we now have these conspiracy theories that make sense of these unseen forces.
Okay, so they interviewed him. Sorry about the noise. They interviewed him in some parking lot, so it was noisy. Traffic in the background. Okay, so it's a secular mythology. It's a new religion. I would think it would be religious belief that a passport, two of them, would go through the plane, through the metal, out, through the fireball, out of the superstructures, and land on the streets below. I would think it would be secular mythology that on the 7/7 bombings, that one of the supposed bombers' IDs was dropped undamaged at two different locations. No, the spooks screwed up planting their evidence. I would think that that would be a religious belief. Or that no modern steel building had ever fallen and Building 7 wasn't hit by an aircraft and had some small fires in it, but then magically fell. And Underwriter Laboratories did a study of it, who underwrote the building and said it was impossible. And NIST has given five different reasons and now revoked all of those, but doesn't matter. BBC interviewed them and is going to use the other fake reasons that have now been, NIST admits aren't real and that they were wrong. They say they're having to look at explosions now. But see, it's a religion. We're kooks. We're crazy. It's disproportionate. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit. So we just think we're special and that we have the knowledge and we like to hang out with just our little friends. And they say that in all the articles. They're going off a script. Everybody against us in these pieces is saying the same garbage. And then they have, on the same area of the BBC website, I can link through to it at prisonplanet.com, it says conspiracy test. A new BBC TV series explores some of the biggest, the most troubling conspiracy theories of modern time. Do you trust everything you were told, or do you think there's usually truth in conspiracies? See, you're a conspiracy theorist if you just don't believe everything you hear. Yeah, don't even question, or you're a nut. Psychologist Dr. Patrick Lehman, by the way, they now have all these new psychological terms for people that think that the government's corrupt, and they say that's mental illness, just like the Soviet Union. Yeah, you're crazy if you think Stalin's bad. You're crazy if you think Bush is bad or Hillary. Psychologist Dr. Patrick Lehman of the Royal Holloway University of London has devised a test to see how conspiratorial you are. There's 15 questions and they calculate your score, then Dr. Lehman's analysis. And it's 15 questions. One, you strongly agree. Two, you disagree. Three, you don't know. Four, you agree. Five, you strongly agree. Number one, there was no organized conspiracy involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And if you say strongly disagree, you believe there was an organized conspiracy involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, as 92% of Americans believe, when you go to the end, it says you are basically a paranoid schizophrenic who is completely delusional and has no friends. It actually says that you trust no one and you're nuts. Okay, 92% of us. All right, fine. Number two, for the most part, government serves the interest of a few organized groups, such as business, and isn't very concerned about the needs of people like myself. Well, in the past, there have been some good governments that did serve the people to a certain extent, because they had enlightened elites that knew that that would create synergy, and that they would just become more wealthy and have more power. And the few empires that did that, the Greeks and the Roman, during their golden age, then they didn't want freedom and did become centralized and fell apart. But there have been a few, the U.S., another example of this, under the Bill of Rights Constitution, a few special examples. So see, these questions are too simple. Obviously, today in the world, the government, for the most part, does serve the interest of a few organized groups. Everybody knows that. Such as businesses, and isn't very concerned about the needs of people like myself. And if you agree with that, you're completely nuts. Because a doctor says so. Doesn't matter how many congressional and private studies there are. Let's look at the evidence. 97% don't want foreign-owned toll roads and existing roads. Almost every politician's on the Sentra and Zachary payroll. They just do it. 91% in Gallup polls don't want the blanket amnesty. Bush and the Democrats are set to try to pass it. How many issues are you against? How many issues do the people not want? How many issues are only for special interests that get rammed through? Are there two lobbyists for every member of Congress? Is there a lobbyist for every member of the state legislatures? Was $150 million spent last year by the big telecoms, according to the Associated Press and the Register, over $150 million to shut down net neutrality and net freedom? Is Newt Gingrich on the air saying restrict free speech? Is Hillary doing it? Yes. Is there lobbying? A special interest taken over? Everybody knows that. No, you're insane. A psychiatrist funded by Big Pharma through his grants at his university says you're crazy, and he's the high priest. He's smarter than everybody else. We've got to believe his conspiracy theory. I mean, you talk about religious belief. Believing the official 9/11 conspiracy theory is the craziest of all. Number three, I can normally do what I want to do in this world today. Well, as long as it's as you jump through 14, 15 hoops to have a small business, as long as you do all the paperwork just right, you might be able to do what you want there. I mean, how many things really are restricted? Can you do everything you want to do in this world? Absolutely not. We're losing more and more of that. If you say that, you're just a loser who's bitter and who isn't happy, and you're just a fool. Princess Diana's death was an accident. It's over 80% in England in major polls. Some of them are as high as 90 believe that the government killed her. Her diary was released saying, Prince Charles told me 2 days ago that he will kill me and it will be in a fake auto accident. And there's 100 other pieces of evidence times 100. But if you say you believe that she was killed, you are a complete nut. Number five, it is difficult for people like myself to have much influence in public affairs. So, see, this is saying if you're a conspiracy theorist, you believe you have no power, that you're basically a loser. We seem to live in a pretty rational and well-ordered world. No, the world's going completely nuts at the highest levels. Yeah, the general public's pretty rational. So, again, too simple of a question. My closest friends are very unpredictable. I never know how they are going to act from one day to the next. So, see, these questions have nothing to do with the New World Order and being involved in real politics and real issues and fighting the global empire. It's just all about how, they put these questions in which are prejudiced in their own right, implying that conspiracy theorists, again, don't trust their friends and are basically a bunch of scared hermits. When I am with my closest friends, I feel secure in facing unknown situations. By the way, I put on here that I trust my friends. I feel good with my friends. It still told me at the end that I don't like my friends and I'm a loser. Go take the test, which I'm sure goes right to Tavistock. Number 9, most politicians are sympathetic people and do a good job. No, most of them are bought and paid for. A bunch of yuppies aren't thinking about tomorrow. They're just thinking about their mistress and their golf game and getting the latest $150,000 Mercedes. Okay? I feel very uncomfortable when my closest friends have to make decisions which will affect me personally. See, you're afraid of loss of control. The attack on the Twin Towers was not a terrorist action, but a conspiracy involving certain Western governments. And if you say you believe that, again, you're delusional psychopath. Number 12, the American moon landings were faked. I said, I don't know. I am certain that my closest friends would not lie to me, even if the opportunity arose. See, it's all about... It's just nuts. I can, of course, statistically, the people that die the youngest in this nation are psychiatrists, and they have the highest level of drug use and suicide. So, again, they're nuts telling us all we're nuts. I'm sorry, we have the official government numbers. You're a pack of lunatics on average. All right, we'll finish the last two when we get back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot that there was a second part to that clip. That's why I was saying, and then the Lone Gunman X-Files creator, producer, goes on to basically say we're our own little elitist religion, basically. And then John said, hey, you didn't play that whole clip. So here's the rest of that clip where any of us that don't trust things and know there's corporate interest involved, we're a cult. It's a religion. We're fruitcakes. Here it is.
I think subscribers to conspiracy theories feel like they are in a elite club. They're the people who have been clever enough to seek out the pieces of information that connect the dots of this puzzle and this mystery. And having found that information, they're very eager to protect it and to share it with like-minded people. And it's an emotional thing, because it actually does require some faith on your part. You can't prove it. It is akin to some kind of religious faith in this unseen, unproven idea. And like religious faith, you become very emotional if you are attacked or if somebody's going to take this away from you, because it's your security blanket. It's what you're clinging to comfort yourself.
So there, you heard it. It's our security blanket. Yeah, it really makes us feel secure. You know, I mean, I'm sitting there in college, and they're teaching me that America's bad, and world government's here, and that gun confiscation will come one day, and that just all of it. And then I'd go watch CNN, and they say there's no plan for a world government; it doesn't exist. Then I go read the documents. See, it's my security blanket. I want to believe they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines because it makes me feel secure. I want to believe they're about to start World War III with Iran, that they led us into war with Iraq on lies, because it makes me feel secure. I want to believe that criminal elements of our government blew up 3 skyscrapers and attacked the Pentagon and flew a plane into the ground in Pennsylvania, because that makes me feel real secure. That's what that Scripps Howard News Service Fox News analyst lady did when she wrote an article attributed some threat she got to me. Later she had to retract it. And then said, well, they just are afraid, and they need to believe that it's too scary that Muslims did this. They need to believe the government did it because it's their government. I mean, this is a script. It's so tired. And they've got this psychological questionnaire where the psychologist tells you you're insane. It says governments are suppressing evidence of the existence of aliens. That's the last one. And I just said, I don't know. See, I don't. They love to mix in that and the moon landing, and these are all tactics they do. Because that, you know, just because the government lies and is involved in all this stuff doesn't mean every conspiracy theory you hear, every person out there speaking, is telling the truth or has all their marbles together in one bag. So that's what they love to do. I mean, I'll never forget a 60 Minutes piece about 12 years ago, more than that. I'm sitting there at my grandparents' house watching 60 Minutes with my late grandfather. He watched it every Sunday. And they had something about government corruption in Area 51, and the guy they interviewed was so drunk at the bar he could hardly talk, and that was their expert from the conspiracy files. So now they've gotten more sophisticated. They're advertising this thing like they're going to ask questions and they're going to look at the truth and find out. No, at the end of a week of interviews at my home and at my office and in Dallas and at the radio studio at KLBJ, at the end of all this, guy said, I want to go to dinner. So we go to dinner, and I'm there with my wife and children, and my kids eat quick and are tired, and they want to go because they were there 2 hours late because the guy kept me longer than he said he would at the interview. And they leave, and then he just starts laughing at me with the other guys. So you think they killed Dr. David Kelly? And I go, well, he said in emails they're going to kill me and find me in the woods. And he was seen with guys in black uniforms around him by the police, and there was no blood at the scene and undigested pills. He goes, well, all that's true, but that's just circumstantial. So you think they killed Diana? And I go, well, of course. He just starts laughing at me. And I go, you're not going to put Northwoods in there? And he goes, no, I'm not going to put it in there. It was just this elitism started laughing at me. It's so funny.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.